This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. A Twitter profile called Yes, You're a Racist is asking the internet to help identify the white nationalists who participated in marches in Charlottesville, Virginia. Some of those people being named are being threatened. Others are losing their jobs. Account creator Logan Smith told NPR that his goal is to shame folks.
They're not wearing hoods anymore. They're out in the open. And if they're proud to stand with KKK members and neo-Nazis and anti-government militias, then I think the community should know who they are.
Kelly, this is raising some interesting questions. First off, why doesn't the professional media do this?
You know, that really is an interesting question. Rich Oppel, who is an acquaintance of mine and the former editor of the Tallahassee Democrat, he posted a note on Facebook and he recounted a time in 1977 when the KKK was marching up Monroe Street in Tallahassee, and he sent reporters into a parking garage where many of them had parked their cars. They wrote down all the license plates, got the DMV records, and discovered that many of these people in the KKK all worked at a certain paper plant in Perry, Florida, about 60 miles to the south of Tallahassee. So there was a time when journalists did something like that, but they didn't just publish the names. They looked for patterns and trends, and they looked for information to tell their audience who was participating in these marches. That's a little different than what this Twitter account is doing right now. And I think as journalists, many of us are uncomfortable with publicly shaming people for exercising their right to free speech, even if it's vile, repugnant free speech.
Is what they're doing a violation of privacy, or are they violating any laws?
Well, no. I mean, if you are out in public, you don't have any right to privacy in terms of being photographed or identified. And all of these protesters and counter-protesters were out in public. So there's no legal problem with it.
I understand why journalists might be wary of publicly outing people on the internet. But do you think it's unethical for private citizens to be doing this?
So most of the time, yes. And that's because it leads to vigilantism. So there's nothing illegal about causing a mob, even if it's an internet mob. But if you think it would be wrong to stand out on the street and egg on a mob to take justice into their own hands, you're sort of doing exactly the same thing when you do that on the internet, on Twitter.
Occasionally, doesn't the crowd get it wrong?
Yeah. In fact, there was this University of Arkansas professor who was identified as one of the marchers as a white nationalist, and it turned out that they were just wrong. He bore a passing resemblance, and he had to leave his house because he feared for his safety. And the university put out a press release saying, "Hey, internet, you got it wrong. The New York Times wrote about it." This is the type of investigative work that really should be left to professionals because of the harm that you can cause if you get it wrong. And frankly, when you have amateurs participating in this type of sleuthing, the chances of them getting it wrong, I think, are pretty high.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, thanks for unwrapping just one of the many complicated topics that we're all grappling with these days.
You're welcome, Mary.